Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
That's in Crinkuland.
And they wonder why we want a Marconi, Bob. Limits, take us around the sports world. There's some breaking news. That's why we're doing this.
There is. Brian Daboll has been fired by the New York Giants following a 2-8 start. Daboll, who was believed to be on the hot seat coming into the season, is not going to see the end of it, Joe.
Well, can't be surprised by that. But here's the thing. He insisted on them drafting Dart, and he has developed Dart, who was having a great rookie year, but he's turning into their version of Tua.
Concussion after
four
concussion.
Four concussions this season, according to Schefter, Bob. Four of them.
Yeah. Well, technically, they're evaluated for concussions. I don't know if they come to actual fruition that they are, but the fact that you have to be taken out of a game because your head got knocked around is not a good sign. And it's the same stuff that Tua went through, absolutely. But that's a shame because I think he was probably the right pick for them at the right time. But it ain't working out. And sooner or later, that's going to happen.
Well, part of it is the way he plays. So we'll see.
They also blew,
Jackson,
you know, that one in Denver. I think that was the one that really did him in. When they had a 19-0 lead, it was, or whatever it was, into the fourth quarter, 33 fourth quarter points allowed. Holy bird milk.
Yeah, the actual pick of Jackson Dart, though, was pretty good. And he's really good. But I don't know if he's going to make it. You just can't play that style and survive in the NFL at that height. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that he's tiny, but he's not as big as Josh Allen.
You have to talk to him about what he's doing to avoid those kinds of situations. And I think they had that same conversation with Tua down there. And since then, he's been more cautious about taking on some potential tacklers and when to give yourself up and don't even put yourself in that position.
Jackson Dart, 10 touchdowns, 3 picks, despite all his weapons being injured, and he's run for 317 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That kid is good. I feel vindicated on that. Not much do I feel vindicated on. I think he's a pretty damn good player.
And you were the one who said that they should have taken the Steelers, I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Taken him when they picked him.
100%. 100%. Yeah. However, now I wonder what's going to happen to him. And if you're the new coach going in there, you're sort of walking on eggshells with that one because you're like, I don't want to take away this guy's personality on the field, but we have to protect him.
I think that's a conversation that any coach and player should have, whether you're young or old. You got to know when not to go into
harm's
way.
Especially four concussions in.
Yeah. And most of the time, you know, he's running a lot, and that's fine, except there are opportunities. Two of those plays – that he decided to take on people instead of just sliding. He could have slid and avoided all of it.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, and The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits?
It's going to be a very fun and entertaining day on the North Shore this weekend, guys.
Oh, yeah.
College game day. They're coming to your city. This is the first time that College game day will be here on a Saturday in 20 years. They were here for the Backyard Brawl when it came back. I believe it was the 2022
right.
Yeah, brawl that they were there. It was a Thursday night game, though. That was a really fun game. I was there for that. But
that was a 38 high scoring affair, like 38-31.
Yes. MJ Devonshire had right. the pick six in that one.
That was a great game to come back from.
But game day is here. Pat McAfee comes back to Pittsburgh. That's a big storyline that they're making it out to be. Should be a pretty eventful day down there. Noon kickoff for Pitt Notre Dame.
Bob, I did not think that this type of thing was going to happen this year, that Pitt would be involved in big games. They're involved in one of the biggest games in the country in mid-November here. This is eye-opening. Mason Heinschel is just a star personality, and I think a star player. I want to play some of his later in the week, Limits, his interview he did with Pony and Muller last week, because for anybody who didn't hear it, he was great. He was great. He went on with John Gruden. Suddenly, and amazingly, these are exciting times for Pitt football.
He's got a great personality. He's very mature, very articulate. He knows what he's – you can see why he's a leader on that team and why they went to him when they did. The argument can be made that they should have gone to him earlier. And if so, maybe they win that Louisville game. Because right now, that conference is just a logjam at the
top.
But
teams lost. Virginia lost. Louisville lost.
Both lost. But that still doesn't mean – that Pitt will be in the ACC championship game.
No,
picture.
But it's getting a more of a finer point on it, because they can control their own destiny against Georgia Tech. You have 5 1-loss teams: Georgia Tech, Virginia, Pitt, SMU, and Duke. You beat Georgia Tech, that takes care of one. And then I believe does Virginia play SMU or does Duke play SMU? I think, or does Duke play Virginia? One of those teams, yeah, it's Duke, Virginia. So you control your own fate. You win out win out in the ACC. One of Virginia, Duke is going to lose, and Georgia Tech would lose if you beat them. Then you're down to 3 teams for 2 spots,
right.
Bob.
And it changes the tiebreakers dramatically.
And I think Pitt would get in. I think they would.
But if they don't and they win even this game against Notre Dame in the final two, I'm telling you, there's a subjective the subjective part of picking the 12 teams that are in the college football playoff does exist, and they have something to sell. And that's a young 18-year-old kid who's taken their team by storm and is also gaining national attention, as you said, on John Gruden's show. He's coming to the game this coming Saturday, apparently. So, and there'll be more of those opportunities nationally. And I think the college football playoff committee would want that in an at-large team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I would say they would have they don't respect the ACC at all, maybe for good reason.
But how about the storyline of Mason Heinschel?
It'd be nice, but I would peg them as a 1% chance if they don't get to the ACC title game of getting in the playoff. You?
I think they have a chance. I think they have a very – I think it's better than 50% if they win all 3 and beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame would be knocked out, you know.
Better
if Pitt
than,
beats you, Notre Dame, they're not part of it at large. They have three losses. They're not
I understand you thinking they should, but you think there's a better than 50% chance the committee would look at Pitt not even making it to the ACC title game and putting them in the college football playoff? Better than 50?
They certainly have a case, yes.
Well, that's different than saying you think there's a
better... Well, if I say 51-4 close, I think it's subjective. It comes down to what they want in that field.
I think there's almost a zero... Limits, where do you stand if they don't even make it to the ACC title game?
I think there's about a 35-40% chance of that. Yeah, because, I mean, you have...
You knock Notre Dame out.
You knock Notre Dame out. You knock out Georgia Tech, who's consistently been a, you know, middle tier. They were top 10, I think, at one point, ranked team in the country. And you would also beat a Miami team that at one point was number two in the country.
But isn't any good anymore, right?
Right, but they're still ranked. Those are all three teams that are still ranked right now. And they would all be ranked wins. So that would count for four ranked wins for Pitt. And their lone loss in conference play would be to Louisville.
And a loss to West Virginia, I might add.
Yes.
Is Louisville a good team? I don't know.
I think
who knows? I mean, you can make a case on all these conferences about some
that would be teams. A stunner if the first three-loss team to get into the college football playoff was Pitt, not even making the ACC championship game
in a conference they don't respect. They wouldn't have three losses.
Right, they'd have two.
Two.
And so Notre Dame is the one team that would be, you know, they're in position because they have an easier schedule after Pitt. They should run the table. They'll get an at-large. They're not part of the conference, so therefore they'll get it. But if Pitt beats them and the choice becomes Notre Dame, Pitt, or one other team, I think Pitt has a chance. That's all I'm saying.
I'd be stunned. You think they have a really good chance.
Nah, 51-49. I think it's just what the committee was looking at.
I'd love to see it, Bob.
I'd like to see.
How about they control their own destiny, get there and win, and they're automatically in? Although,
how about if they get to the ACC championship game and lose a close game? Then what?
Well, then you'd have a good question on your hands. I just don't think that committee's putting in two ACC teams.
But they would
have
then three losses, and I don't think they're going to get in.
No, they'd be done with three losses.
If they have two and beat Notre Dame along the way, given the storyline that is Mason Heinsohn, I think they may get a nod.
Are you saying you'd rather not go to the ACC championship game?
I'm saying if they run the table and don't get into the ACC championship game, it may be better for them than getting to the ACC championship and losing.
So I'll give you a choice right now. You get to have Pitt run the table and not have to risk themselves in the ACC title game, or get to the ACC title game. Which would you rather have?
Before the outcome of the ACC title game?
Yeah.
Well, I think you'd rather have the automatic if they're going to get an automatic. But from what I understand, it's not even automatic. They can choose not to take a team. Like an ACC championship.
I'd rather get to. I think their
I'm not going to deny that. I'd rather them have a chance. Then definitely you control all of it. That's an extra game for you to have. You would end the season on what? A 12 game win streak or whatever it would be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm saying they could. I mean, these tiebreakers are significant. I'm not sure how it's going to work out.
Me neither. It's going to be crazy. Thank you, Limits.
Thank you. Anybody want to talk about my pain and suffering at the Penn State game this weekend?
What a catch.
For 30 seconds?
What a catch.
What a catch.
That was
Terry Smith
insane.
Almost had. There's two teams. Like, they had a big lead over Iowa. They could have won that game, and they could have won this game.
Who picked them to cover, Limits?
Me.
And the savvy old news sound.
That's correct.
Who didn't pick them to cover?
Donnie.
Football. That's right.
That's right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.